Feeling sick, he swallowed hard and managed to whisper,
"No, priestess."
Dorothea flashed a malicious, amused look at him before resuming her leisurely pacing.
"She's a dangerous enemy. A gray-jeweled queen who rules the territory called Dina Nahil on the other side of the Tamanera Mountains. She's been a thorn in my side since she set up her court 40 years ago, and she continues to fight my attempts to bring the realm of Tyriel under the beneficent guidance of Hael." Krellis said hesitantly, "Since she's not from one of the long-lived races, surely she must be old by now."
"But still strong," Dorothea snapped. "As long as she continues to live, Dina Nahil will be able to resist being drawn into Hael's shadow, and the territories bordering it will be strengthened by that resistance. Even if she died tomorrow, it would still take at least one of their generations to eliminate her influence."
"You intend to declare war on this Grey Lady?" Dorothea's gold eyes turned hard yellow.
"Hael does not lower itself to such barbarities as war. What would be the point of acquiring a territory that had been savaged by the kind of war the Blood fight?"
She tapped the feather against her chin.
"There are subtler ways of making a territory ripe for the plucking. But that doesn't concern you."
Krellis stared at the floor.
"No, priestess."
"Your task is to eliminate the Grey Lady." He didn't think before he blurted out,
"How?"
She looked disgusted. Was she regretting savaging the old master and losing that tactical mind? Then her expression changed. "Poor boy," she murmured, gently stroking his cheek. "I've been cruel to you, haven't I?" "No, darling." She pressed her fingers against his lips. "You needn't deny it. There's no reason why you would know that bitch's habits."
She stepped back and sighed. "Grizel is too well protected in her own territory for you to reach her there. However, over the past few years, she's come out of her lair twice each year for the slave auctions at Rage."
"Slave auctions?"
Krellis's gold eyes lit up. Dorothea shook her head. "Rage is considered neutral ground. If a queen were killed there for any reason, others might hesitate to visit. And then how would everyone sell the toys they're ready to discard and buy new ones?
A slave could be replaced with a loyal servant, and then..."
"She doesn't buy anyone from Hael, and there are no loyal servants outside of our own people. Sometimes not even within our own people."
Krellis leashed his frustration. This was the first important task she'd given him since he became Master of the Guard a few months ago. He wouldn't fail. He wouldn't.
"Then
what should I do, priestess?"
Dorothea stopped pacing.
"Lord Krellis, you're the Master of the Guard. How you accomplish this is entirely up to you."
Her expression softened.
"However, if you wish me to, I'll use my particular craft to assist you in whatever way I can."
He breathed a sigh of relief.
"Thank you, priestess."
Dorothea studied him for just a little too long. Then she smiled.
"I knew I'd made the right choice in my new Master of the Guard. I made the same offer to your predecessor, but he didn't want my help. Since the bitch escaped his trap rather easily, that was reason enough to doubt his loyalty, don't you think?"
Remembering what the former master's face looked like now, Krellis shivered.
"Yes, priestess."
"I'm not going to have to worry about your loyalty, am I?"
"No, priestess."
Dorothea walked up to him and wrapped her arms around his neck.
"You know, darling, I'm very generous with a male who pleases me."
She rubbed her breasts against his chest, kissed him thoroughly, then purred.
"That's to remind you of the rewards that come from serving me well. And this,"
she tucked the large white feather into his belt, "will remind you of the penalties of failure." Chapter 1. Nothing that had been done to him over the past 9 years had hurt as much as the harsh truth that he had brought this on himself. With one error in judgment, the 18-year-old boy he had been, that young, strutting buck who had been so sure of himself, had sent him down this pain-filled road. A road that would soon end in the brutality that waited.